Well, Jim Bentley, a 1-1 draw against Oxford. On the face of it, a good result, but it could have been so much better.
It could have been. It could have been so much worse. I think once they got the goal, with 3 minutes to go, whatever it was, you know, the crowd got right behind them. They had a good go at us, and there was a little scary moment at the end where Ryan Edwards had to clear off the line and Andreas had made a save. But it could have been. You know, I think we were looking, you know, strong. It was the ideal away performance. We got the goal. We'd had other opportunities. I think we've had big shouts tonight, a couple of offsides, you know, until I see it on the DVD, a big shout for a penalty from a well-worked free kick routine. They've had the one header that hit the crossbar, more like a looping header, so you're thinking, great. Going in 1-0 up, second half, you know, I felt quite comfortable. They didn't really threaten us, one or two routine saves for Stav from range. But that little bit of luck that you need. We didn't get it with the goal because, you know, yeah, we should have stopped him as he drove in, but, you know, a lot of tired legs there. We couldn't get tight to him. He's coming. He took a gamble at the shot. It took a wicked deflection. You know, it could go into the out the ground. It could go into the keeper's hands. It could hit the corner flag, go wide, whatever, but it just looped over the keeper and into the back of the net. You're just thinking that's a little bit of bad luck that you didn't need, but we got a little bit of good luck at the end because... you know, thankfully I'm not talking about a 2-1 defeat. So we take the points and we move on.
On the great start that you had, Kevin Ellison scored what we're sure is his 50th Morecambe goal.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. 50th goal for Morecambe, which is a great achievement. And, you know, I asked for the response from the lads tonight. And I think if anyone was, you know, up there in the stakes of work rate and desire, it was Kev, you know, to play 90 minutes on Saturday or be on the pitch for 90 minutes on Saturday. You know, he really went about his job in the right manner tonight. He got the goal, you know, probably the oldest player on the pitch, but probably covered more grass than anyone else on the pitch, and he deserves his goal just for his work rate alone tonight. But he looked a threat, you know, he's obviously the player, the fans love to hate. Our fans obviously love him. You know, he's into double figures again. So fantastic, you know, from 50 goals. And, you know, on that evidence, I'm sure anyone watching would say, you know, he's still got years left in him. And, yeah, I'm pleased for him that he got the goal, as I say, for his work rate alone tonight.
It came a bit of a surprise when they actually did score because you were on top for so long and didn't really look in danger, did you?
We never. And, as I say, one or two little decisions, offside decisions, or the final pass into Redshaw, he was offside a couple of times, we got him in. You know, we looked like we were going to hit them on the break. You know, away from home, you're going to soak up pressure. But, you know, I just said to the keeper there, I said, you know, have you had many saves? And one or two routine ones. Just spoke to the Radio Oxford fella, and he's just said, you look so much in control. And we did. You know, the crowd had turned on him. They were getting a bit frustrated with each other, and you're just thinking, great, we'll just, you know, see this out. Very similar to Newport, very, very good away performance. I thought we were excellent first half. Some of the football we played was outstanding on a difficult pitch. I thought Devitt and Fleming linked really well. Andy Wright's come back in and done himself no harm. You know, down the sides, I thought Wilson and Bealey got in. It was well worked goal. You know, well worked free kick routine for Jack, which we all thought was a penalty at the time. And as you say, second half, we've soaked it up. They've made changes. We didn't really look stretched. We didn't really look in threatened. But unfortunately, that shot that takes the wicked deflection goes in the back of the net. And on another day, it go wide, as I say, and we come away with the 3 points. But thankfully, with that the one in injury time, that we're not talking about a 2-1 defeat.
Well, you wanted a response and you got one.
We did, we got a response, and there's going to be ups and downs, you know, over the season. And, you know, I believe it took a little bit of, I've been informed, it took a bit of a stick over the performance at the weekend, which rightly so. You know, we do care about what the fans think. I don't really do negative comments, but criticism when it's deserved and constructive, yeah, we'll listen to it. You know, and as I say, I got informed on one or two things, but. You know, maybe I got the team wrong. The team didn't do themselves any favours. We are going to have our ups and downs. You know, I was thinking of changing it on Saturday. We did have a superb performance away at Newport, and I just thought they had the bit between the teeth that start 11, and we went with it again, and it backfired because we weren't good enough. You know, I've left the three midfielders concerned out tonight because I thought we were poor in there. We've freshened it up, and we've got the response. You know, I weren't happy. after the game. I didn't think it was a true reflection on what myself, Ken and the backroom staff are, where we really work hard and we give it our all every day in training, every match day. And sometimes there's going to be ups and downs, but there's no excuse for the performance that we turned in on Saturday. We watched the DVD, a few fingers were pointed. One or two of them were disappointed that they've not played. One or two probably deserved to play as well, that didn't feature in the starting 11. But what I said to him, I'm just telling you the truth. You know, I don't expect you to hold grudges as a group, as an 18 that had travelled today, which is the same 18 as Saturday. We were on a response already, and I think every one of them gave that today. Yeah, we didn't have many fans who travelled over, but I think they'll agree with me 100% that we were great tonight. I'm going to make mistakes, but as I say, that team that I picked on Saturday won at Newport, and were really, really good, and you're thinking, great, away you go again. But I think it shows as well how far we've come, and you know, the our fans and Honest Bunch, our players, our staff, you know, we're all talking about getting into the playoffs and things like that, where every other fan around the country probably thinks that we, before the season, we're relegation candidates. I've set targets for the lads. We've got one more game left in this block, which we're going to come up a little bit short. But they've had a right good go. Obviously, as the Cambridge game wasn't good enough. But apart from the Cambridge game, I've put positives on that board. You know, there's positives tonight. We've had clean sheets. We've scored goals. And we've reached quite a few of the targets. But the big one is obviously the points where we wanted to be. But we've come a little bit short. But there's still plenty of time left. The league's that tight. And we'll continue to give it our all. So, as I say, I apologised at the time. I apologise again on behalf of all the players, because that is not a true reflection of what we're all about. And, yeah, everyone in hindsight's got the magic formula and the right answers and things like that. But I was hurt on Saturday. It was probably the most I've been let down. Yeah, really disappointed at Dover this season. I think we were poor against Exeter. We've had other little games where we were poor. Dagenham, obviously, at home. But that was probably the lowest that I've been with regards to performance-wise, because I just don't think we covered ourselves in glory at all. I thought it was a shocking performance. But as you say, I was after the response. I got it tonight. I was after the response after Dagenham. I got it at Newport. I just wish we could turn in performance like we are away from home, where there's only Wickham who've conceded less goals than us, and we played some fantastic stuff again today. Just wish we could turn it on at home a little bit in front of our home fans. But again, there's a point on the board tonight. We're a little bit closer to where we want to be. And as I say, there's still plenty to play for. And if we turn in performances like that from now to the end of the season, you know, we'll be in for a good running. And whether we've left ourselves too much to do, well, yet to be seen. But if we turn in performances like we did against Cambridge, we'll get dragged into a relegation battle. But on the evidence of tonight, you know, we can enjoy the running. On the evidence of Saturday, as I say, we won't enjoy the running. But as I say, apologies again. But it's in the past now. We move on as a group, not just the players and the staff, but the fans as well. Because as one, we are a family. I like to think so anyway. And, you know, we roll on. We take the point tonight at a difficult place like Oxford. And we remain positive, and hopefully we can go again on Saturday and turn in a similar performance to what we've done tonight, and hopefully get more points on the board. But there you go, long answer, but pleased, and away we go.